رجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. And as we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers who stopped the believers from the path of Allah and also from Masjidul Haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one or two aspects of Masjidul Haram. And here Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's building Masjidul Haram very briefly, or rather the Baytullah. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about an aspect or two with regards to Baytullah itself. Allah says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And remember the time when we pointed out to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the place of the house, and the house here refers to Baytullah, and that is the Kaaba Sharif. Now with regards to the original building of the Baytullah, there is difference of opinion as to whether Ibrahim alayhi salat, or rather Hazrat Adam alayhi salat wa salam, was the first person to have built it, or before Adam alayhi salat wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the malaika to build Baytullah. But definitely it is known that at the time of the floods of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salat wa salam, the construction of Baytullah was damaged. Some have said the Baytullah was lifted up. Others say that the upper portion of Baytullah was damaged, and at the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to reconstruct the Baytullah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Baqarah also, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect of the Baytullah, and that is the important aspect and the token that Baytullah holds, that Allah tushrik bi shay'a, that you should not ascribe any partners to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one and nothing is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows that the Baytullah is in actual fact a token of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is quite obvious that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we discussed his history in the previous surah, Surah Al-Anbiya, and there Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left his family, he was thrown into the fire, all because of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was far-fetched that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would have committed any form of shirk. But and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, by mentioning or speaking to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this mode and this tone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to signal and send out a message to the whole of mankind that this Baytullah in actual fact is a token of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next command Allah Rabbul Izzat gives Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. And purify the Baytullah, purify my house, purify it in every aspect. From the physical aspect of the purity of the Baytullah, it must be kept clean and free of any form of impurities whatsoever. And from a spiritual aspect, it must be kept free of idol worship and idols in itself. So one is this, that some have narrated that in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, before he had built the Baytullah also, the people had idols in it, and slightly after the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the Bani Jurham tribe had come to Makkah, they had also placed idols in the Baytullah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to purify it from that. But we find that in reality, this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fulfilled forever and ever in the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That day, at that time, the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the command was given, and this command was fulfilled by our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that on Fatih Makkah in the 8th year of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam purified the Baytullah of this type of najasat and impurity by removing the idols from the Baytullah. For who it should be done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلطَّائِفِينَ. for those who make tawaf of the Baytullah, those who circuit the Baytullah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that first the tawaf of the Baytullah has the greatest importance insofar as the ibadat of Baytullah is concerned. That is why we find a hadith of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that 120 rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends day and night on the Baytullah. 60 of these rahmah is for that person who makes tawaf or those people who make tawaf of Baytullah. 40 are for those who make salat around Baytullah. And then 20 is for that person who simply sits down, no ibadat whatsoever, and just watches Baytullah. Now this aspect of just looking at Baytullah in itself is such a great ibadat that it has been narrated from the Tabi'een that they have said that that person who sits down, no other intention whatsoever, no other ibadat whatsoever, but to look at the Baytullah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala purifies that person from sins and he becomes so pure from sins like the day his mother had given birth to him. So if that is just sitting and looking at Baytullah, then one can imagine then what the reward of tawaf of Baytullah is and what the reward of performing salat around the Baytullah will be. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَائِمِينَ and also purified for those who stand up. They stand up in qiyam in their salat. وَالرُّكَّعَ and for those people who continuously make ruku for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salat, was sujood, and those people who make sajda. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the various postures of the salat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that. And of course in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about wal-aakifeen, for those people who stay in i'tikaf, and those people who hold on to the Baytullah, spending several hours around the Baytullah, making the various ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ O Ibrahim, call unto mankind. بِالْحَجِّ What should the call be? The call should be of Hajj. After the construction of Baytullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to make this i'lan, to make this announcement to the whole of mankind to come and perform the Hajj. Now here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is in a barren land of Makkah Mukarramah. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given, and hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam goes on the Mount Abi Qubais, and there Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam makes the call. It comes in a narration to the right hand side, to the left hand side, to the front and the back. In other words, north, south, east and west. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made this i'lan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had this house built, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that you come and perform Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam reach the entire world. And like how we have a radio station, where a radio station, the announcer is in a particular place, and the voice and the sound of his goes into the various radios, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused the sound of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to reach, and to a far greater extent, that we find in the narrations, that those that were in the wombs of their mothers, those that were not even born, those souls had heard this command, or rather this i'lan and this announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and they began to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and hence the ulama have written that those people for whom Hajj was muqaddar, was in their taqdeer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to respond to this call of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Some have gone even far as saying that the number of times they said labbaik Allahumma labbaik, that is the amount of times that they had performed Hajj. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues saying to Ibrahim alayhi salam, ya'tuka rijalan, that when you make this i'lan, then people will come walking. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made this i'lan. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam performed Hajj with the various communities and people, and of course this command also then was fulfilled completely in the time and after the time of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ala kulli dhamirin, and they will also come on every week camel or every week conveyance or lean conveyance that they would find, they would come for Hajj, that no matter how wealthy a person may be, that he will take the best of camels riding towards Makkah Mukarramah, but en route and journey of those days, those camels will become weak and lean, and the general condition of the Hujjaj were those that were not able to afford those beautiful camels and those camels of good quality, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to them also, يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. They will come from every distant hill and every different part of the world. They will come to you. In other words, they will come and they will perform this Hajj. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam these several commands. The building of Baytullah, and number 2 is to purify the Baytullah, and number 3 to make the i'lan also towards the Hajj of Baytullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah.